Welcome to Goals Question Time, where I interview leading executives driving innovation, venturing, and strategic change.
Today, I've got the pleasure of speaking with Yevhenia, if I've got your name right.
Yes. Hello.
And who's an entrepreneur from Ukraine. And I had the pleasure of meeting her at a Loan Design Club event. And that very recently, and we were introduced by Rob Hamilton through LinkedIn. So welcome. Could you please introduce yourself and pronounce your name properly first, maybe?
Okay, I'm Yevhenia. I'm from Kherson. It's Ukraine. We live now in a Rob Hamilton house. And how we meet, you think?
Yeah,
I run Instagram blog, so he make repost, and that's how you know about me.
Good. So, so when we met at Loan Design Club, I found out about your fashion business, and let's talk about you being an entrepreneur and what you've done in Ukraine first. If you could tell me a bit about your business and what you've done in the fashion sector.
Yes, 12 years ago, I started my business on my balcony when I was in maternity leave. I think it's like this. And now we grow, and now when war starts, we have 86 staff employers. And in 21st year, we processed 77,000 orders. It is kids clothing. We run two brands. Our main brand is fashion kids clothing, and we run in 2019 a sustainable kids clothing brand. And it's successful. It was successful too before war.
Yeah, and for you were describing the brands about this combination of the different outfits and the different sort of styles and sort of stuff like that, which I thought was different as well to what you do.
In our sustainable brand, it was interesting idea because we make sets for mother, and she don't need to think a lot about her kids' wardrobe. So she can buy all set together and don't think about it. And in our main brand, we run six collection in year, because it was very seasonable clothing, and we try to make fashion clothing, so it was interesting for our customers' clothing. We made all in-house, so we develop clothing, we made production clothing, we design it our clothing, and we sell it our customers by ourselves. So all processes we made in-house.
Great. And you were saying that you had a collection ready to go in February. Tell me about how you built up to that, and then what happened when things changed.
Yeah, 28 February, we prepare collection, spring collection, and we are going to start 28 February, but 24 starts war, and from first day, fighting was in Kherson, so we didn't work any hour after war, and all pieces what we cut for this collection still lay on our table in our production.
So I looked up on Google Maps Kherson, the town you're from. That's in sort of southern Ukraine, near the area with Crimea. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And the border between Crimea and Ukraine, is that a river, or what's the sort of countryside like around?
We are on Kherson on the river Dnipro, and there is a bridge from and from Crimea to this part of Ukraine, and I was fighting in first day. So from first day we could not work at all. But now we are try to alive. So we try to do something in Kherson. But before war, we don't have offline shop at all. All what we do was in online, and most part of our orders were from social media.
Okay. So you've got a lot of experience of building your brands up on social media, and sort of explain a bit about how social media works.
Yeah. I think that it's why we exist. Because we make strange business. That's why we exist. Because from first day I made it in social media, and I know how to make it in social media, how to sell in social media, how to make that people love our brand. When we run some giveaway, for example, it was 1,000. People who take part in that, for example, when we try to find some representative our brand, it was 4,000 people who posted in Instagram that they want to be our representative. It was
crazy.
biggest numbers for small Ukraine. It's only for Ukraine. Yes, we work before a while, we work only in Ukraine.
Okay. And you previously, I think you said you built your business up in that with Russia, but you had to pivot away from Russia at some point. So
it was a long time ago, before previous war in 2014. Before 2014, we work with Russia, but after war we change our audience to Ukraine.
Okay, no, well, I think that's fascinating. You as an entrepreneur have built this business up and then had to pivot a couple of times in that now.
Yeah.
And tell me, you had how many staff did you have? Working for you in the business, and that when you were in Ukraine, I think you mentioned how many people?
When war start, it was 86 people in staff. Okay.
And now, do you keep in contact with your workers and your colleagues and that online? And
unfortunately, Kherson now in occupation, so it is dangerous to be here. And I think that about half of our team is escaped from Kherson. So they are on all of the world. And for example, sewers, I don't know, it's right pronunciation, sewers cannot work distantly, but our marketing team in touch with me, and they waiting if I find some project for them here.
Okay. So you feel that you've now got a team who've got a lot of experience in building this business up, that you could do that for some other businesses now?
Yes. We can do it. And we want to do it because we like to make... only now I understand that we made big job in marketing. Before I don't pay attention for it, but now I understand that we can do great marketing, especially in social media, and we have all team, and we can do it not very expensive from starting online shop and making Google advertise, target advertise, social media, make in social media activity, so we can do it all together in complex.
Yeah.
But no, with our team.
Yeah. I certainly find in that general business area now, the Loan Design Club and the great designers that Loan Design Club have got, it's a big challenge in this sector that is becoming so expensive to be able to do Google ads and Facebook ads and things like that. And unless you've got that full understanding of the full picture, you spend a lot of money, and the online business, the online advertisers make lots of money, but you as great designers don't make great money. So
yes, you're right. That's what we can do, and I count Instagram made 400 giveaways only in Instagram. We really can make it cheap. I use right word. Yeah. We can make it cheap, and we can make it great and easy, because we are in team. We know each other. We know how to work with each other, and we usually spend not we count every pence, because for us it's very important to do it with profit.
Yes.
Because we did it for us and counted every day, and that's why we understand how to make it with profit.
Yes, very good. So look, I've been delighted to catch up with you. We will certainly share the message that you and your team have got great experience in the fashion and online sort of sector. And I hope we can connect you with some interesting people to continue your story and entrepreneurship.
We are ready. It will be great. It will be great because it's our passion. We like to do it, and we can do it. And we did it before. I hope that we can be helpful for somebody, even not in fashion. It may be another B2C segment for yes. customer.
Yeah, definitely. Well, lovely speaking to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Please give a 5-star like and subscribe to future podcasts.